السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب، صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, I read a part of an ayat in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. Addressing Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that, tell them, tell my servants who ask you about me, that how far am I, how near am I, how distant am I. I'm just giving you the meaning of it. So then tell them, inni qareeb, I am close. There's a lot of tafsir to it, I'm not going in that direction. But immediately after that is, ujibu da'wata da'i iza da'an, falyastajibu li wal yu'minu bi la'allahum yarshudun. The purpose of reciting some part of this ayat is, as we have been always discussing, that the whole ummah is going through very, very difficult times, very trying times. Look at the shootings that took place in Somalia. Who they were, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows, but they were ulama, we believe. Or it was a jama'at, or it was mashayikh, whoever it was. But they were shot in the masjid. Look at Palestine, look at Pakistan, what is happening. Look at other parts of the world. Anywhere and everywhere that we look, we find nothing but difficulties that the ummah at large is facing. Then again, if you come to the individual level, there is hardly a person, hardly a home, hardly anybody that you can find who can give you some kind of good news. There seems to be no good news left in the world. So at such a time when people are under so much of depression and so much of pressure, we need some kind of boosters. And those boosters are what else except that we must get connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now people say that this is something we have been listening to year in and year out, day in and day out. Well, that is what the Quran Sharif is all about, that we have to listen to it daily for nasihat and for guidance. What else there is but the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the, before we proceed, ND202220, silver Mercedes. Kindly remove your vehicle. 202220. Look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as it stands, and he keeps on repeating in the Quran Sharif many, many things. Just like a very, very loving father or mother advises the child, or a loving ustad advises the child. Now the father doesn't say one time and then say, finish, now all life long, I don't have to tell the son anything more. If the son hasn't put himself right, or if he's still deviating, or even if it is nothing wrong, but he's advising him as to how to conduct himself in future life, how to conduct and behave in society, with people, how to interact with family members and with others. So he will go on advising and advising. And not only that, but he will even give some kind of reason behind such advices. That shows shafqat and muhabbat, that you even say, why am I telling you these things? Whereas the hakim or the rulers or the government, they don't give you a whole list of very, very good reasons why they're doing this and why they're doing that. If you do this, then we'll put you in jail. If you do this, we'll fine you so much. If you do this, it's just like law, finish. You can sense that here there's no shafqat, muhabbat, nothing. It's just a law. Either obey me or go into jail. Or as they say, my way or the highway. Now this is not with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's kalam that repeatedly, look at even Ramadan, the fasting month in which you will hear the ayat of the Quran Sharif so many times. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah Ta'ala could have just said, you must fast 30 days of the month, from dawn to sunset. And if you don't fast, then you're going to Jahannam. That much was sufficient. And look at how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that fasting has been prescribed on you as it was prescribed on those before you. So that you don't feel it difficult, you don't think that how are we going to be able to fast. Allah Ta'ala is making it easy that people before you were able to observe the same fast. In fact, the conditions were even more difficult. The shara'it were even difficult. It's been made easy for you. Now you only have to fast from dawn to sunset. So many other rules have been relaxed. And then again, all the benefits that you will get by keeping and observing this fast. The major benefit being, or the major reason being that so that you may have taqwa in your life. And then look at all the ayat of the Quran Sharif in which the promises to those people who have taqwa in their lives are given. Now that is shafqat and muhabbat, as we say. Great love Allah Ta'ala has for His creation, for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that He goes on repeating. So those people who say that we don't need these repeats, then they mustn't repeat drinking that same water. They mustn't repeat eating the food. They mustn't repeat all the other things that they do in life. Why do they repeat all that? Somebody once said that the Quran Sharif, if it was the kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then there would not have been so many repetitions. Different ayat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala repeats. So they arrested him in the time of one of the Muslim rulers. And they said, what is your problem? He said, no, I had this doubt. So he said, well, your punishment will be that you must cut one hand of his off, one leg out, take one ear off and one eye out. Because all these are repeats in his body. So give him appropriate punishment. He should have gone further and said, take one kidney out too. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is because of His love and muhabbat that He gives us repeated nasihat, warnings, etc. So these difficult times, there is no other solution. We have repeatedly said that there is no other solution except that we turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and we make istighfar and tawbah from our sins. City Golf, ND627534. We don't park in front of anybody's driveway or gateway. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if we turn towards Him and make istighfar and tawbah, believe me, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens the doors. Somehow the person finds a way out in his problem and difficulty, just like that person who's got taqwa in his life. With sincere tawbah and istighfar, you reach that same stage. That is the solution. What else it is? Otherwise we will go begging from door to door, asking sometime the United Nations and sometime this one and sometime that one, and nothing will happen. Things keep getting worse. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is loving, and that is what He wants us to do. So these majalis which we have on Thursday night, it is what I've always said, a majlis of tawbah, a majlis of repentance, a majlis of turning towards Allah ta'ala, making sincere tawbah from all our sins and promising Allah Ta'ala not to return to those sins again. Then accidentally, if some sin was committed, the person makes plenty of tawbah again. If it's the rights of people, then we all know we have to return whatever is due. And if we have harmed anybody, then ask for forgiveness. Start making namaz, roza, zakat, qazas that we have repeatedly said to. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will find a way out. We were in Johannesburg not very long ago. We're going for one of the programs, and this kurta was clinging on to the body because of the weather there. So the friends, they said, well, that state's gone static, or whatever it was. So what is the solution to the problem? They say, anti-static spray. If you spray that, then after that it doesn't cling to your body. So like that, I told them there, I said, our gunas and our sins and our bad habits have clung to our hearts. We just can't seem to get out of it. So we have to have something that will be anti-static. And that is tawbah and istighfar, sincere. Rujoo ila Allah, shedding of tears before Allah Ta'ala, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Then it will leave us. Then it will slowly move away from us. How the clothes then come right and they don't cling anymore. That is how it will then become. So therefore in this poetry, Hazrat Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, my Shaykh, he says, سینکڑوں زخم حسرت میں شاداں رہے سینکڑوں غم میں بھی ہم غزل خاں رہے سینکڑوں زخم حسرت میں شاداں رہے سینکڑوں غم میں بھی ہم غزل خاں رہے کیا یہ تسلیم سر کی کرامت نہیں کیا یہ تسلیم سر کی کرامت نہیں صد خزاں میں بھی رشک گلستاں رہے سینکڑوں زخم حسرت میں شاداں رہے سینکڑوں غم میں بھی ہم غزل خاں رہے کیا یہ تسلیم سر کی کرامت نہیں کیا یہ تسلیم سر کی کرامت نہیں صد خزاں میں بھی رشک گلستاں رہے سینکڑوں زخم حسرت میں شاداں رہے نو میٹر وٹ کائنڈ آف ڈیفیکلٹیز کیم نو میٹر ہاؤ دا پرسن سفرڈ نو میٹر وٹ کائنڈ آف ہارڈ شپس ٹیسٹ ٹرائلز بٹ ایف دس پرسن واز کنیکٹڈ ود اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ اسے سینکڑوں زخم حسرت میں شاداں رہے The person was still happy. Within his heart there was some kind of happiness that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had put. That outwardly it appeared that the person was really suffering. But inside the heart there was nothing but happiness. The shuhada who are giving their lives in the different battles with Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And what are they saying? Some of those saying, Fustu bi Rabbil Kaaba. Successful. Taking qasam in the name of Rabb of Kaaba, that we have become successful. What does that mean? Again, it means that the person is extremely happy in the heart that we have become successful. Not that, oh Allah, what is this now? I accepted Islam, I came to you, and now what is happening here in this battlefield? The person is giving his life, and he's got a kind of happiness in his heart. So if while the person's life is going, he can be happy. Then what are other tests and trials? In sickness, in illness, in weakness, in poverty, in other kinds of little tests and trials that come on a person, why should there not be that kind of happiness within the heart if the person is truly connected with Allah Ta'ala and if he doesn't have love of dunya in his heart? Not the usage of dunya, not wealth. The love of that wealth and that dunya, if is not in the heart, whatever comes, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give that person sukoon in the heart. It's not a fantasy world we are talking about, I always say that. It's a reality, it is a haqiqat. Allah Ta'ala gives some kind of sukoon that even the people from the outside, they sense it. That this person, even in difficulties, is got some kind of sukoon. So, sainkaro zakhme hasrat mein am shadame. And also the meaning of hasrat, if you have to take that. That the person is being tested. Especially in our times, we know what kind of fitnas we are facing in our society, in our marketplaces, in our colleges, in our universities. Now this person has to always take those arrows of hasrat, sighs, hi, I'm missing out on this, missing out on that. But he stays happy within his heart. That tab'i or natural thought may come in his heart that I'm missing out. But inside his heart, deep in his heart, he's extremely happy that my Allah saved me from all this bala, from all these fitnas, from all this evil, because it hasn't brought anybody happiness in his or her life. A Muslim and a mu'min, the seed of iman has been planted in his heart. It's there, the seed is there. Now no matter how much he tries to have absolutely no conscience worrying him, it's not going to happen. If he's got little bit of iman too, in the midst of zina too, he will be restless. In the midst of that stealing, he'll be restless. In the midst of those lustful glances, he'll be restless. In the midst of that wine and women, he will be restless. In the midst of those cinemas and theatres and watching haram, this person's heart, Allah Ta'ala will make it restless, because the needle has moved away from the true north, as we say. That needle has moved away. So now the needle is not going to be in one place. It's going to show restlessness until it comes to the right place again. So Allah Ta'ala makes that person restless so that he may make tawbah and turn again towards him and get sukoon in his heart. Again, that compassion, that love of Allah Ta'ala, that he wants us to come back towards him. Therefore, he makes the person restless. Otherwise, the kuffar, mushrikeen, yahud, nasara, those who got no iman or those who had iman but they washed it away, or they have lost it with the statements that they make of kufr and shirk. So that for them, there will be no restlessness. They won't bother even if they are photographed in the cinema or theater or nightclub or disco or gambling den. Their pictures can be taken, you can put it in the newspapers and you can call it whatever you like and you can call them whatever you like. They will tell you, mind your own business and finish. So it's not going to bother such people. It's only going to bother those people who have got iman in their hearts, who got some muhabbat of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So must make shukar if we get restless. Must make shukar over there. Because those people don't get restless. Their punishment is for the year after, or in the qabr. So we must not look at them. So sankro zakhme hasrat mein bhi, sankro zakhme hasrat mein shada rahe, they remained happy no matter what kind of hasrat and gham. Sankro gham mein bhi hum ghazal kha rahe, all kinds of gham, all kinds of pareshani and difficulties, but the person is singing away, in inverted commas. That means he's singing away the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Even in that gham and in that pain and in that difficulty, in that hardship, that, oh my Allah, you could have sent worse than this pain, more difficult test than this test that you have given. Whether the person has met up with an accident or whatever it may have happened, couldn't it have been worse than that? So now the person looks at that and he sings the praises of Allah Ta'ala. Then see what Allah Ta'ala gives in that heart. سینکڑوں غم میں بھی ہم غزل خا رہے کیا یہ تسلیم سر کی کرامت نہیں صد خزاں میں بھی رشک گلستاں رہے. Is this not the karamat of my submission before my Allah? Is this not the karamat of my total submission before my Allah? صد خزاں میں بھی رشک گلستاں رہے. That although autumn, outwardly it seems that autumn has struck this person, that no leaves are left on the trees in autumn. Go some places, it's completely barren. The tree's got no leaves, the grass is dried, everything is dry. So he says, even though from the outside it appears as if we are facing a terrible drought, but yet even the gardens are envious of our situation. The gardens with those blooming flowers, says even they are envious of our situation. Although outwardly our situation is that there's nothing but this dryness, there's no leaves, there's no greenery, there's nothing. But even the gardens are envious, meaning that those people who have been blessed with plentiful, but in that plentiful they've got no peace, no happiness, no joy. So they are envious. That we wish we also could go to sleep like those people. They work the whole day, they eat some dry bread, put one brick under their head and go off to sleep. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives such kind of gardens within the heart, which you cannot see from the outside. Kya ye tasleem-e-sar ki karamat nahi, صد خزاں میں بھی رشک گلستاں رہے. خالق گل سے جن کو نہیں ربط تھا, خالق گل سے جن کو نہیں ربط تھا, وسط گلشن میں بھی وہ پریشان رہے. خالق گل سے جن کو نہیں ربط تھا, خالق گل سے جن کو نہیں ربط تھا, وسط گلشن میں بھی وہ پریشان رہے. خالق گل سے جن کو نہیں ربط تھا. If you have to take the world and all the material contents of the world as a beautiful flower, but if the person did not have his connection with the creator of that flower, then waste gulshan may be wo pareshan rahe. Then in the midst of gardens, in the midst of that garden which is filled with all kinds of flowers blooming and full of fragrance also, Allah Ta'ala will make that person pareshan. I wish we can take these lessons. This is not just poetry, this is waaz, it is nasihat. We all are going through different problems and difficulties in our lives, and we are searching for the solution everywhere, and that is the solution. Khaliqe gul se jin nahi rabt tha, waste gulshan mein bhi wo pareshan hai. Waste gulshan, right in the midst of all that baghat and the chaman and the gardens and the flowers and the fragrances and the women and the wine and the drinks and the cinemas and the theatres and the porn and all what they thought were gardens, in the midst of all that Allah Ta'ala makes them pareshan. The mu'min can never be happy there. He thinks that he is enjoying all these things, but there's no enjoyment. It's just for a little while. And then restlessness. I mentioned before too, and it just comes to mind, so I'm going to repeat. There are so many people that stay awake till late night, so that the parents go off to sleep, the brothers go off to sleep, or the family goes off to sleep. Thereafter they switch on the television and the porn sites and all other kinds of things, and all the haram of the last degree they watch. What happens is they have sacrificed their sleep. Now it's morning, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Now they can't sleep for the rest of the night because whatever they have watched, now it has made them restless, pareshan, and then it is time to go to work. So as a result, they damage their brains, they damage their health, and there are cases of people even jumping from high-rise buildings and taking their lives. So many ending in the madhouses, and so many ending in other kinds of places because of that little enjoyment that they thought they were getting through this haram. Haram pleasures can never bring enjoyment. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this, and before this month of Ramadan comes, give us the himmat and the courage to throw out from our lives and our homes all these type of things which shaitan has put into our heads that you can't live without it. It's as if our food will never digest without it. As if there's no enjoyment in the world without those things. Yet, we all know that these things are just for the past few years that we have in our countries. So all those people died before us. That means they never had any kind of enjoyment in life. So whatever I'm saying so that we may get this enjoyment in our ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. And once we will get that enjoyment, it doesn't mean life will become boring. I've repeated this, it will never become boring. You will enjoy your food, your drink, your travel, your friends, your everything normal. You will be an absolutely normal person. In fact, then we will get true enjoyment because the azab of Allah Ta'ala has moved away from the heart. So even if there is any sickness or pain or suffering or poverty or any other problem too, but because it's no more an azab, it's not a punishment, it is for elevation of status or some other rahmat and barakat. So therefore the person will find sukoon. We will conclude on the last point today. Husne fani pe barbaad ki zindagi, umr bar aah aise binadaan rahe. O khizaan ya bahare chaman dosto, O Khizaya Bahare Chaman Dosto Aashiq Marziye Jaane Jaana Rahe. With its autumn, with its spring, with its summer, with its winter, whether it is brightness or its darkness, whether it is good health or its sickness, whether it is richness or its poverty. The person who is an aashiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then such kind of people, whatever Allah ta'ala's wish and will, they accept it, so therefore within their hearts Allah ta'ala gives them that sukun. Allah ta'ala's ma'iyat they get is, Allah is with them in all those conditions. Then what more does the person need? Husne fani pe barbaad ki zindagi, umr bar aah aise binada rahe. Husne fani pe barbaad, perishable beauty, so many people gave their lives over perishable beauty. He said that was nothing but stupidity that they gave their lives over their beauty. To love for the sake of Allah and dislike for the sake of Allah is iman. But anything other than that, to love one whom Allah Ta'ala says you cannot love, so it will bring pareshani. May Allah Ta'ala give us all that rabta and that connection with the khaliq-e gul, with the creator of that flower. That means these material things, Allah Ta'ala must give us a connection with the creator of the material things. That is himself. Then we'll get sukoon in our lives, otherwise believe me, we will search and search and search, and our dying day will come, then we'll make high a wish to my life. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Yaar rahe ya Rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun. Mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahun. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere, mast rahun sarshaar rahun. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hoshyaar rahun. Ab to rahe bas taada mein aakhir, virde zubaan mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Tere siwa ma'abude haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maqsude haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maujude haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa mashhude haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas دادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی جنوں انسوں حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کونو مکہ میں لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں 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 اب تو رہے بس دادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس دادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. O Allah, we know that we are deserving of your punishment, of your wrath, of your anger, of your azab. But my beloved Allah, out of your karam and ihsan and your shan of being rahim, of kareem, most forgiving, most compassionate, most caring, most tolerant, Ya Allah, bless us with security. Bless us with aman. Bless us with najat and salvation. Don't unleash your azab on us. Open the floodgates of your rahmat and your mercy for us. We are not asking on the strength of our ibadat, our zikr, our tilawat. My beloved Allah, we are asking on the strength of your attribute of being rahim and kareem. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my most forgiving, most compassionate, most loving, most tolerant, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. We are turning towards you ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are acknowledging before you, we are making a'tiraf qusur, my beloved Allah. We are not justifying any of our sins. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai. Mujrim aur khatakar hai, gande aur napak hai. My beloved Allah, our hearts are filled with impurities which we have imported through our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands and our feet. My beloved Allah, our dirty, filthy actions have made our hearts impure and dirty. Haram fantasizing. My beloved Allah, which sin is there in the world that we have not committed in our lives? My beloved Allah, if you had to seize us on just one sin of ours, we would be destroyed. It is your compassion, your mercy, your kindness, your tolerance that in spite of so much of sinning, you are still giving us to eat, to drink, to wear, to travel around, shelter above our heads, the ground to walk on, to build our homes on, to run our businesses. You have still blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with our hands, our feet, our heart, liver and lungs and bladder and kidney all functioning. Ah, my beloved Allah, how kind you are, how loving you are, how compassionate and merciful you are, how generous you are. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Change the condition of our lives. We are ashamed, my beloved Allah. The life that is gone is gone. We cannot bring back a single second from that life. We don't know if our names have been already listed, my beloved Allah, among those who are going to die in this coming year. We don't know what is going to be our condition. We are therefore, my beloved Allah, extending our begging bowl before you. Begging of you, my Allah, who is watching us this very moment, each and every one of us who have raised their hands, you are watching. You are looking deep into our hearts. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. You are aware of our past, our present and our future. We cannot cheat, we cannot deceive you, my Allah. Make a decision of change for us with khair and afiyat. Bless us with afiyat, with salamati, with izzat, with barakat. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust in you. Ab to hume apna bana le aur hamara ban ja. How long are we going to walk the path of sins, my Allah? The angel of death is sure to squeeze out the soul from every part of our body. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi. Ek din tujh pe khaak dali jayegi. Jaisi karni, waisi bharni hai zaroor. My beloved Allah, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara चाहिए गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए बहरे उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए Our foreheads and your door, my Allah. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Bless us all with good health, spiritual and physical. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or amongst us, whosoever has raised his or her hand. Ya Allah, bless everyone with complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments, diseases. We know that sometimes it can be a rahmat and a mercy. But my beloved Allah, we are not from amongst those. Ya Allah, we are from amongst those who are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. My beloved Allah, therefore forgive each and every one of us and bless us all with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. And even if it is in the form of rahmat and mercy, change it to the mercy of good health. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, and of every filth that has embedded itself in our hearts. Give us the roshan and lit up hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ya Allah, bless us with those hearts that you give to your walis and to your friends. How long are we going to walk with hearts of shaitan and My beloved Allah, nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Chahta hoon main teri pana ae mere maula meri madad kar chahta hoon main teri pana ae mere maula meri madad kar chahta hoon main teri pana ya allah those who are weak give them strength Those who are in poverty, give them halal wealth. Those who are in difficulties, remove their difficulties and hardship. Around the globe where the ummah is suffering, remove their suffering, their pain, their difficulties, hardships and problems. My beloved Allah, which direction we are heading for? Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to you, to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and to Jannah. Distance us from the road that leads to the fire of Jahannam, to nafs and shaitan. Those who are going for Umrah or have gone for Umrah, make their Umrah maqbool and mabroor. Accept their tawaf, ziyarat, ibadat. Ya Allah, those who are planning for Hajj, remove all obstacles from their path. Bless them with Hajj maqbool and mabroor. Ya Allah, bless them with Hajj maqbool and mabroor. Ya Allah, accept everyone's tawaf, ziyarat, ibadat and duas and salatu as-salam with the Roza Mubarak of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rang laayengi kab meri aahe phir madine ki janib ko jaye रंग लाएंगी कब मेरी आहे फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए जब नजर आए वो सब्ज गुंबद कह के सल्ले अला झूम जाए جب حضوری کا عالم متا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس चुपके चुपके ये मांगे दुआए, मुझको अपना बना लो करम से, मुल्तजम पर ये मांगे दुआए, या रब्बी Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, all his life he paid for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, especially that of the Dajjal that he asked for protection from, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night in this majlis of zikr. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the tests, the trials of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Ya Allah, remove their suffering, their pain, the difficulties, their hardships and problems. نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقہ طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول except all the works of deen that are taking place, تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.